So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Morning, it's Dan Latto speaking. So today is Monday, the 25th of February. And for some reason, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. I was really struggling. I don't know why. Just sometimes Mondays, it's not that I hate my job. I love what I do. I just didn't want to get out of bed. I was up late playing on the Xbox, probably. That's why. Anyway, so commit or fail is the nature of today's podcast. So what on earth do I mean? Okay, so let me just go back to a couple of occasions where I wasn't sure whether to commit or not, and it kind of backfired. So, and sometimes it's not necessarily me that's failing to commit. I see other people failing to commit, and it's some of the stuff that happens to them. And the couple of examples I've got for you are away from business and away from property and all that kind of thing. But it was actually about breaking an arrow with my throat. Now, don't do this at home, please. It was in a controlled environment, shall we say. T. Harv Eker event, as it happens, for the first one. Another one was a Sanjay Shah event, which was really cool. Everybody was very calm and collected. And my wife got up first to go and put the arrow at the nib of her neck. And then the other guy stood with the arrow on the end of his palm and then stepped into the arrow and splintered the arrow, snapped it with her throat, which is really cool. That was the second time I'd done it for me, but that was my wife's first. But I'd done it already at T. Harv Eker. And when I was looking around, I've seen people not committing to breaking this arrow with their throat. And it's totally feasible as to why you can do it. It's all to do with the amount of pressure that this bit will take on your throat. Please don't do this at home. So, and it's something like I don't know what the numbers are, but it's something like this takes 13 PSI to break and an arrow takes 6 PSI to break. Something like that, right? I don't know what the numbers are, so don't quote me on them. Just don't do this at home. Anyway, so you can break an arrow with your throat, but don't do it at home. Wait until you're in an environment that's controlled for your safety. But the key here is that when I was looking around at some people that weren't committing, because you think it's going to go through your throat, do you know what I mean? Like, I see people not committing, and we end up, it hurts, you know? I did an iron bar on my, like, rebar, is it called, on my neck. And that was very painful, and you had a little bit of tissue there, and my wife was on the other end, and you're pushing it, and it bends. And that was painful too. And I remember me and my wife stood opposite each other with this bar on our throat and we start pushing. And then I'm like, she's more committed to this than I am. And she pushes hard and I'm like, oh, wow. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Then you have to push. And it was scary as hell, you know. I remember being very emotional afterwards. Like, for some bizarre reason, like it's a normal thing. Like anyone can do it. I've seen kids 9 and 10 breaking arrows with the throat. It's just a normal thing that anyone can do, but it's a normal thing that people can do when they commit. And when you don't commit, people can get hurt. And it's the same in business. So are you committed to your business? Are you prepared to get up at 5 a.m. and work till 11 a.m.? And if the answer is no, maybe this is not the right business for you. Maybe. Like, I don't know. But what is the right business for you if you're not prepared to commit to it? And I see people committing for like 3 months and then they go, oh, no, this is too hard. We just had a coaching client, sign up for a month, wants to do lease options, and explain time and time and time again that the phone call that you get isn't a lease option every single time. It might be a BMV, it might be a rent-to-rent, guaranteed rent, it could be anything, right? It could be all sorts of stuff. It might be a lease option, but it might not be. And then he's quit coaching after a month and he's off. And I know what I'm doing now. Now imagine Usain Bolt getting his coaching for a month and then going, oh, I'm all right now, thanks, see ya. I know what to do, run faster. That just boggles the mind as to why that is a methodology that's going to get you any success in life. If that was what got people success, everybody would be successful. Everybody's not successful because we can't commit. They can't commit to a three-month process, a six-month process, a 12-month process. As you know, because I'll probably say it every podcast, I live in the Med. It's taken me 20 years, 20 goddamn years of hard, bloody work to get to where I am today. And it's not over. We're not finished. We've got more things that we want to do, more people that we want to help. But unless you're starting to get that kind of commitment from clients, it's just very, very difficult. And then the clients ain't going to get the results that they want because they're not prepared to put the work in. If you don't put the work in, you don't get the result. what is it? The dream's free, but the work costs sweat. I don't know what the saying is. I should have like a list of sayings just so that I can choose them and actually get them right. Because every time I say a saying, it's like, that's not right. you've got to commit. And if you're not going to commit on this, oh, well, I'll commit on the next one. Well, then the next one comes and then you quit on that. Well, I'll commit on the next one. And the next one comes and you quit on that. And you just, 20 years later, you're just a quitter. I remember certain times in my life where I quit. Some of them are very, very painful, by the way. Still have resonance even today. Some of the times I've quit were for my own mental health. Some of the times I've quit is because you're fighting a battle that you can never win because the game is so one-sided and sexist. I'm talking family court here, obviously. So the times when you go, okay, actually, no, I am going to quit and it is the right thing to do and I can't do this anymore for the safety of my own health. Perfect. Great. 100% behind you. But if it's because, oh, it's just a bit too hard, like life is hard. Success is hard. Do you not think other people had real difficult times? Do you think other people didn't go through cash flow crisis? I was reading about Tesla. He's like 3 hours away. He had like $20 million to find in 3 hours. He's 3 hours away from going bust. Do you know what I mean? Like even at the top end, people have the same problems. They're just more zeros. It just does the bank a few more zeros than you or I do combined for the rest of our lives. So you've got to commit. And the times when you don't commit to a particular path are either going to be ending up in failure or ending up in pain or both, because failure is pain anyway. Or, you know, I remember reading this. The pain of coming second is the same as coming first, except when you've come first, you've won. And when you come second, the pain is still painful, but you know you're second. Third is even more painful, but now you're third. And fourth is just as painful, but nobody remembers you at all. Like, nobody remembers you anyway, right? You come second or third, no one's going to remember you. So you might as well come first. The pain is the same amount of pain whether you come first or fifth. You know, for the runners running the 100 metres in the Olympic finals, the pain of coming ninth, you know, the effort that they had to put in, so just getting ninth, is just as painful as the guy that came first. I know Usain Bolt makes it look easy, but that guy has to go through a lot of pain in order to get those results. He doesn't just show up and run faster after a month of coaching. You've got to commit. And when I look at people's success, I go, so what have you done before? And why has it not worked? And there's always some excuse coming up as to why something's not working. And at some point, you've got to make a decision. Well, I'm going to get rid of this excuse. No longer am I going to fail. I'm going to commit 100%. I'm going to put the time in. I'm going to put the effort in. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. Making mistakes is painful too. And society tells us that we shouldn't make mistakes, that we should be perfect. It's complete hogwash. Of course you make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And then from the mistakes that we've made, we call that experience. I think we said this yesterday. Winning is a poor determining factor as to whether you're going to learn anything or not, because you ain't going to learn anything. You just think, well, you think everything you touch turns to gold, and that's not how it works. So failure is going to be part of your life on this journey. Embrace it and look at what are the learnings that I can get from that failure. And then as you carry them forward 5, 10, 15, 20 years time, you've got all these failures behind you. Your next one's going to be a winner. You've got a good opportunity to do that. And that happened to me. So you're going to have to go through some of this time where you're going to fail, but your failure shouldn't be because of commitment. Your failure, it's okay to be lack of ability. That's perfectly fine. You improve your ability by failing anyway. Every basketball game I've ever lost led me to be a better basketball player, like a really good basketball player, so that I could take over games and win the game. Not always, because I'm 5'7", I couldn't dominate on the rebounds and so on, but I could dominate on the offensive three-point shot. And that's what happened. But every, you know, sometimes I didn't win those games as well. We lost a lot of games. But that's where failure comes in. That's where failure comes into its own right. And that's where you've got to go through the failure to get onto the other side. But your failure shouldn't be due to a lack of trying, a lack of effort. It should be down to a lack of ability. It's okay for it to be a lack of the market conditions weren't right. But if the market conditions aren't right, the people still coming through and making those markets a success. So even that's not necessarily an excuse. So look, commit or fail. Commit or fail. If you do fail, depending on what you're failing for, use that on your next event to commit to that one. All right, that will do us for this morning. Quick, short and sharp podcast this morning. We've got a lot on. And my name's Dan Latter. We'll speak to you tomorrow. All right, take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.